I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, gut buckets. Time to wipe the crud from your eye sockets and bite the wind of another Wednesday.
If you don't mind. I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
We begin with breaking news at 11 and a pursuit ending like no other.
The pit maneuver we have seen many times, but it's what happened right after that was so unusual. The suspect had some maneuvers of his own, it turns out. He gets out of the car, puts on a little dance performance right in the middle of Laurel Canyon Boulevard.
Oh, okay. Suspect doing some breakdancing here in the middle of the roadway, and he is definitely playing games with officers now, putting on quite a show for the CHP helicopter, which has now arrived on scene as well.
So you're not going to go to law school? What do you want to do then?
I want to dance.
And now.
Hey, guys. Podcast listener, and I wanted to talk. You know what? I'll just go ask myself.
Our feature presentation.
That guy that got out of his car and danced.
Yeah.
Was one of the best things I've ever seen. And he was literally dancing for his life because those cops are pulling their guns.
Yeah. They had had enough at that point.
I love that dude.
I do too.
He now is a professional dancer.
I don't think so. I think he's in jail.
On Dancing with the Stars?
He got out of jail, and he's now on tour with
he's one of the is he one
dancers.
Of the Jabberwockies?
He's a Jabberwockie in Vegas.
That way he
Why did
the
you
mask.
Jump in and save her? I wanted to see where she was going with that.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Someone that's on tour.
Someone that's on tour.
That needed a dancer. He came through.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It is Wednesday, the 26th of February.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we get so nervous when there's a cop behind us?
Immediate butthole clench.
Yeah.
Even if we're doing everything right.
Well, first you check. Like, I look. This morning on La Brea. Cop behind me. I look. I go, oh, I'm not speeding. This is my car. Mm-hmm. My tag's outdated? I don't think so. And you just go through the checklist for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I would stop at a red light, and he would stop, like, sort of behind me. There's no one in front of him. Sort of behind me so that he could, like, see my license plate. And there was one car in front of me, and I was like, what? Could he possibly? And then he hit the lights and he went right around me and pulled the guy in front of me over.
Really?
Oh, gosh.
That's very lucky. Did you get the fear when the lights went on?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. It freaked me out because I was like, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Right.
I was yelling.
Well, the fear is very different than
that
what
is a different
they call
thing,
the fear
yeah.
on this show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You
did. That's what you have.
You didn't get diarrhea.
No.
Okay.
I did not.
I have it all the time. When I have a cop behind me, my immediate reaction is to put my hands at 10 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Just always. Like they taught you.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm always driving 10 and 2.
This
Thank
is
you.
How I drive,
Thank
sir.
Thank you, sir. You know, I'm very set up. I have perfect posture.
Oh, yeah.
There was probably three lights that he was just kind of hanging out beside me, and I didn't realize he was watching the guy in front of me the whole time.
And you didn't think to switch lanes? That would tip him off
really
to something, right?
I really couldn't have because he was behind me, but then he would sort of pull up next to me as we drove.
Oh, so he was switching lanes.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Not switching lanes. He was in the lane to my left, but he was behind my car. So there's a
so
full space.
So he wasn't behind you.
Right.
Oh, got it.
Lane
okay.
over.
Lane over, yes.
He's
but he was far enough behind my car that he could see my license.
Right.
So I was like, is he checking? Is he calling
Kevin
in?
Kevin could technically be pulled over for bad explanations.
That's possible.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my question. When I was a kid, I saw on the news.
Oh, no.
A guy breakdancing when he got out of a car?
No.
Okay.
that I cherish. That cops sometimes pull people over because they're driving good.
Oh, I hate that.
And they give them scratcher lottery tickets.
I hate that. It's not worth it.
I heard that. And I'm always
damage to your psyche.
And the two times or three times I've been pulled over, I go, could be lottery scratchers.
I don't think that they do that.
That happened. That was the thing.
It has happened. Like, certain cities will have, like, some promo about a free ice cream.
Right.
So you're pulled over for free ice cream and people are freaking out.
Or worse, like a note, you're a good driver, like something that's meaning.
Do they do that?
They did at one point. I know.
A scratcher?
For sure, I know they did it at one point.
I do not. No, sir, keep driving and take someone else out.
And the news was, like, with the cop, so it would, like, go up to the car, and he was like, do you know why I pulled you over? And the guy would be like, no. And he's like, because you're driving real well.
Yeah. Oh, that drives me crazy.
He's like, no.
And I wanted to give you, from the city, I wanted to give you these lottery scratcher tickets and hope you're a big winner today.
I think that was probably just like a one-time thing. If they had the news there, it was probably just like a week-long thing.
Yeah.
I don't think they do it all the time.
Maybe.
If they do.
That never came to my mind this morning that I might get a scratcher.
Now it is. Now it's going to, and then you're not going to get a scratcher and you're going to be so mad.
The guy in front of me got a scratcher.
He maybe did.
He did. Oh,
I dare you, though.
Bird.
When a cop does pull you over, you should be like, is this for scratchers?
Do you know why I pulled
you
over?
Arrest you.
Guy on the radio once.
Scratchers?
Crazy.
When he was a kid, heard that sometimes good drivers get scratchers. Is that what you're doing here?
And sir, I also heard one time as a kid, you can't drive barefoot. That's illegal. Is that true, officer? You just hit him with everything you learned. I heard from my dad that if you turn on the light in the car, that's illegal.
Also,
did we all hear that as a kid, though?
Yes. What,
turn the lights illegal?
Oh, that's inside
the car. But a clear lie.
Inside
it's
the
because
car.
The dad just... Yeah,
dad didn't want the light on.
That's the
it can't be distracting at night. Yeah,
it's so. The bus driver put your arm out the window. Someone got it torn off. That's not. I mean, it probably happened once.
No, that happened
but
once.
Did that kid that got his arm torn off? Did he get a scratcher? Because that might have made it all better.
It seems mean to give it to him.
Hard to. He has to hold it down.
He's good with his toes.
Yeah.
Kevin, give him gloves. Make him feel real good about himself.
Kevin, why do you hate him?
Just a left-handed just a right-handed baseball glove. You put on his left hand.
Go, bud.
There you go. Good luck. Enjoy that. So anyway, that was close, and I was worried, and thank God he got that trash off the road. Am I right?
Right.
Whew, man.
He got a scratcher, and now he's a millionaire.
10-2.
We don't know.
10-2.
What if he's got a scratcher and he already won money?
Oh,
what a burn. All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
It'll get better soon, I promise you there.
We can't make that promise.
He's so upset.
Mm-hmm.
People are dumb on the show.
Yes.
Get up on this with Jensen.
Yes.
You hate watch a TV show. We've been talking about this some recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a show that you loved that was great and sort of has deteriorated.
No, it didn't drop off. It was bad.
It was
to
bad
start.
From the beginning.
And you're still watching it and you can't stop.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jensen watched the entire series.
Yeah.
Of Entourage and never enjoyed it.
Actually hated it.
Hated it. How many seasons were there?
Probably seven.
Seven or eight?
That makes no sense.
That's what I said.
None.
Each time I go, oh, this show is awful. See you next week.
That is
crazy.
Time.
And I don't know why.
That's crazy to me too.
Yeah.
We are going to an LA Kings game this Saturday.
Yes.
At 12:30. And we have a suite. And we're going to invite you to come along with us.
A handful of people, really.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty small suite. It's like two of you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And one of you has to sit on the other person's shoulders.
Yeah.
We are going to do fan songs, though, in the 8 o'clock hour. So if you want to start, you know, working on your fan song.
So you need to sing a song about why you should be able to come with us to the suite on Saturday and watch the Kings battle it out for last place.
With the New Jersey
the
Devils,
New Jersey
who
Devils.
Are also in last place. Might be a great game. Might be a good even match.
Very scrappy.
And comedian Adam Ray joins us in studio.
Yes, to talk about April Foolishness.
Yes, very excited about that. So he'll be here as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen on K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock.
I can feel your love. Glass Animals called Your Love. On the world-famous K-Rock, it's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, and time for our first look at what's happening.
Remember Glass Tiger? Don't forget me when I'm gone.
Sure.
That was a glass animal. I wonder if that's who they're talking about.
Good one, Ali.
This is the kind of day it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember being in elementary school, and that song came out, Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone, And I loved it so much that I wanted to sit in the car until the song was over. But we were at Miller's Outpost, and I had to get new back-to-school pants. And my mom, I distinctly remember how angry my mom was. She's like, they'll play it again. I'm like, who knows if they will?
Clap if you care.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, Kevin. Kevin and
Allie. I like that song.
All right.
I mean, someone in their car just went, oh, Miller's Outpost. Yeah.
Sure. A lot of graphic tees.
Lot of back to school clothes, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Oh, I had just kind of missed that OP shorts time. Like, all the older kids wore the OP corduroy shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was old enough to wear OP shorts.
Listen, I was too busy at the merry-go-round.
Oh, was that your spot?
Oh, heck yeah, okay. Man.
Yeah.
That's where all the cool kids hung out?
Cavaricci's, Cross Colors.
Oh, wow.
Tag Rag.
Wow. Yeah. You were styling.
I was killing it.
Yeah. That's fun. And then I was like, Mom, I think I'm ready for Contempo Casual. She's like, only whores wear that.
Did I see your mom?
She didn't.
Was Wet Seal
Why
cool?
Why was my mom 90 at that point? Wet Seal was super
it was cool. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, Wet Seal and Contempo Casuals were where, like, the cool girl shopped.
This might surprise you. I don't remember any of the stores I bought clothes from.
No?
No way.
Okay. I get it.
Nope.
Miller's Outpost, though. Glass Tiger.
Right.
So thank you, Glass Animals, for taking me down that,
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Taking us all down that little journey.
Guys, big day yesterday. A lot of people did not see this coming. Disney head... He's the CEO, you guys. Bob mm-hmm. Iger stepped down as CEO effective immediately.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
He will remain in charge of the Walt Disney Company until the end of next year, which was kind of when he was talking about retiring anyway.
He didn't step down right away then, did he?
Well, I mean, really.
He made an announcement that he was?
Yeah.
No, he was like, I'm out.
He's out as CEO.
Okay.
So Bob Chapek, who is the... head of Disney Parks, is now CEO. I feel like if you remain on as chairman of the... That's just someone that just maybe takes a phone call, answers an email now and then. CEO is doing the day-to-day
work. Yeah. Hey, man, you know where that those keys are? Oh, can't find them in your desk. Like, that's what I feel like his job is. Yeah.
Do we know why?
I mean, the stock has been rough the last few weeks, and then there's been a lot of criticism of... different things within the Disney company, I think. And and he's been there for a long time and clearly was involved in, like, the purchases of Pixar and Marvel.
Yeah, during his 15-year stint as Disney CEO, he secured the $7.4 billion acquisition of Pixar from Apple CEO Steve Jobs.
Mm.
Black turtleneck guy.
Sure.
That was in 2006. And then the $4 billion acquisition of Marvel in 2009. And the $4 billion purchase of Star Wars studio Lucasfilm in 2012. Plus that little launch of Disney Plus. So he's done a lot.
Yes.
Right. He's been there 15 years. So that's what makes it a little shocking that he comes out with that announcement rather than like a transition of power like they normally do.
Yeah, it was shocking to everyone involved.
First of all, though, everything Disney does is correct.
Oh, and clearly. Right. Yes. This is the right decision.
Yes.
Read the study.
Read that study.
How about the head of parks, though? He's like, yeah, I am now CEO of Disney.
Yeah.
Congrats,
I think
Bob.
That would be so scary.
Oh, I would be terrified. Yeah.
That guy stays up late at night. His eyes are wide open.
Yeah, he never terrified. Yeah, I wonder how long this has been going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I don't think Bob Iger walked in yesterday and was like, you know what? Effective immediately. Yeah, I'm
gone.
Stepping down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just nuts. But huge, huge day talking
but
about
all of
that.
But it wasn't Disney. Is my point. It wasn't Disney.
Oh, it was never
probably
them.
Bob, but not
never
Disney.
Them. Please.
Disney did everything right.
That's right.
Thank you.
Kevin, you have a lot to answer for with this Bachelor show that you watch.
That's one of my hate-watch-a TV show.
Did you know that they're casting for a seniors looking for love show?
No, but I'm all in on that one.
Kevin, I saw this and I immediately thought, oh, no, seniors in Bachelor Nation, what's that, like
that's
30?
That's so much better.
35? Apparently not. They want applicants that are 65-plus. One producer offered up these clues on Instagram, writing, are you entering your golden years and looking for romance? The producers of The Bachelor are looking for active and outgoing single men and women in their golden years for a new, exciting dating show.
Yeah!
I feel like if Haroldine wasn't taken,
right?
She is taken.
She would be gold.
She would be television gold.
She would
gold.
Be television gold for
you
them.
Are right.
Is it possible
that she'd break up with him just
Haroldine
for the show?
Haroldine says, listen, let's go on a break.
Probably not.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Good. Haroldine is in it for the right reasons.
She is.
Although I'd rather see her on the show.
I mean, for us, it would help
she
us.
She would be great because she would go and say, I'm not here to make friends. She'd say all the things.
Yes.
She knows the tropes.
Yeah.
I also assume that a lot of them might be super grouchy. They're not going to put up with anyone else's ass.
No.
They've seen it all. They're tired of it.
They're like, here's who's going on the mystery date. It's Fran. And Fran goes, I don't want to go. It's too late.
I'm good here at the pool smoking.
Do we know what the parking situation is?
And then John, who he's going, she's going on the date with, he's like, I've got a Werther's in my pocket.
It's just for you, with your name on it.
I would watch this.
It's been in my pocket. It's warm.
Start to finish.
Yeah, I would too. It sounds actually darling. So we'll see. Bachelor Seniors, you guys.
I would watch that way more than the normal version.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Oh, so now old people aren't normal to you. Jeez, Jensen. This is devastating.
I pooped my pants a little.
I think that was a clip from the show.
It's very concerning. Mm-hmm. Guys, this is a bummer of a story. Texas Demolition Company, they were excavating a home known as the Pink House on Wednesday. It wasn't until the job was done that they learned, oh, that's the wrong home.
Oh.
We shouldn't have tore down that home.
They tore down the wrong home?
You guys. Luckily, the home is owned by a former Dallas resident who is now living in California. But he got a call that a bulldozer company was on the property and the home was being razed. They took out the home. It's gone. Demolished. Wrong home.
That is the biggest oops. Wait, what?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
No.
Who's there?
We're here to demolish your house. It's just a normal. It wasn't a knock-knock joke.
Mm. It started with knock-knock, so that led us to believe that it would be a knock-knock.
Knock-knock.
It's illegal to do that, Jensen.
Is it?
Yes.
No, because it was just
knock-knock.
Who's there?
Oh, we're here to demolish your house. It wasn't like a joke. It was like more information.
It was like a Sam joke.
More like they literally it was like an were Armenian knocking comedian on, joke. On the door.
Knock-knock.
No, that's the beginning of a joke, Jensen. I believe you're using that poorly.
Damn. I mean, I really am just following what Sam does.
Which we all should do.
No one should do. Some birthdays for you. Timmy C from Rage Against the Machine, you guys.
All right.
Timmy C.
What's his how do you say his last name?
Comerford.
Oh, good. I think that's right.
How about that?
Yeah.
That was a shock.
I think she got it.
Maz Jobrani.
During the break, we were trying to figure out how to say his last name, and she went with Tommy C, and I knew I was going to ask how his name
is. Timmy.
Yeah,
Tommy's his brother.
Yeah.
Is it? And Erica Badu. And that's what I hate everything. It's so early. That is a man playing a PVC pipe.
Yeah, it is.
That's what's happening.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. LA and OC's alternative rock.
Time for People Are Dumb.
Dumb.
Unfortunately, I've done something that the first person did as well, and it's not ideal.
Okay.
And I'm an idiot as well. In Estero, Florida, a microwave package of Oreos started a fire in a motorhome.
What? Why would you microwave Oreos?
You've never done that?
Never.
And warm and
if
gooey?
If anything, I've frozen them.
I've never done that either. Really?
Yeah. They're soft and like gooey. It's great.
Oh, see, I like it. It's stiff. It's cold. It's freezing. It's got a cool dessert.
Gonna need you to pull that. Stuff
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, this started a fire because he put it in the microwave in the packaging.
In the packaging. Bad.
Not good.
Firefighters warn that Oreo packaging contains small amounts of metal. The microwave pretty much exploded and the house caught fire. You can see all the heavy damage, but no one was injured.
Burn the trailer to the ground.
Oh, no.
That was a dumb idea.
I also tried to warm up some bread when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And it had the little twisty tie on it.
Okay. You put it
the
in,
bag?
The, in the bag?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
I was a kid.
How old?
24.
Okay.
Kevin.
And it lit the bag on fire.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know what to do, so I got a glass of water and I threw it in the microwave.
That's good.
I don't know what happened, but it was a disaster.
Oh, my gosh.
So I can relate to that first
story.
Yeah. Goddamn, Kevin.
Soccer player gets banned for 5 years.
Oh, no.
For biting rival on a penis in a fight after the game.
I'm sorry.
There was a fight after a soccer game between two players.
It wasn't even during the game?
Nope.
Like, it's acceptable then?
Well, yeah.
Right. At least be competitive.
Right?
A third player, we'll call him the peacemaker.
Okay.
Tried to separate them.
Uh-huh.
And one of the fighting players then bit the peacemaker's penis.
That's mean.
Right? That's the guy that's trying to get all this to stop.
Yes.
All of a sudden...
Yeah.
Bite of a penis.
Chomp, chomp.
Right. It's in the ain't they, people. Did I say that right?
That's without teeth.
Right. The match would have given the team from Turvel their first points of the season.
Oh.
But they were punished with 2 penalty points and fined 200 euros for not stopping the fight. Hmm.
And now that guy, does he have like a chunk taken out or was he okay?
I didn't do a follow-up study on the guy's penis.
I'll do a deep dive.
Okay, good. Bank robber brings pillowcase to cover his identity, but the pillowcase had no eye holes.
He's just walking around.
Matthew Davies.
Pillars and stuff.
Doof. Oh, sorry.
And by the way, you know all of the security cams at a bank.
Oh, man.
Matthew Davies entered the Bank of Scotland holding the pillowcase. So already he's got security cameras
right
on. He pulled out of the pillowcase a meat cleaver.
Oh, no.
Then he put the pillowcase on.
Oh, good. Okay.
And started threatening people with the meat cleaver. He took about 2,000 pounds and he ran out after realizing there's no holes in it and he had to take it back off again.
This doesn't give you street cred!
Then a witness, not even the police or security or anyone from the bank, a witness trailed him home so that they could find out where he lived.
These are my people.
Police later found the cash and the pillowcase at his house. They also discovered a stun gun.
Right.
Oh, wow.
This is maybe my favorite story, and I hope it's true. An Iranian cleric named Ayatollah Tabrizian.
Nailed it.
Has figured out how to cure the coronavirus.
Oh, fantastic.
Great. That seems like something we need right now.
Yeah.
He has publicly denounced Western medicine as un-Islamic. So in a post to over 120,000 followers on social media, he listed several alternative techniques for fighting the spread of the contagious coronavirus.
Great. Okay.
Good.
He recommends consuming copious amounts of brown sugar.
Oh, just dry?
Burning wild rue.
Oh.
Combing your hair thoroughly.
Sure, okay.
Sure.
Eating lots of apples and onions.
Huh.
And, quote, before bedtime, drench some cotton in violet oil and apply to your butthole.
I mean, that one's weird.
That's
what?
The weird one.
Don't you hope that one's true?
100%.
Don't you hope, like, to run on violet oil?
All the followers bought violet oil.
Everyone in the world is now...
Yeah.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it no matter what.
Yeah.
I'll come back to you guys and
I
tell you.
I wonder if it's soothing.
It can't be bad.
I mean, you can both try it.
Okay.
I just like to picture everyone in the world, like, dabbing their butthole. That's one of the funniest things I've ever...
I'm going to need
that
as well.
Also.
Daredevil Mad Mike Hughes from Barstow dies in homemade rocket crash. I think we all saw this coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's not smart. Mad Mike was launching his homemade rocket, which was to be featured on the upcoming Science Channel series, Homemade Astronauts.
Sure.
He designed, built, and rode in his own rockets. Authorities say the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene. There were no other injuries reported. He believed the Earth is flat.
Yes.
And he launched himself a number of times in homemade rockets, hoping to one day reach a distance where he could see for himself.
Mm-hmm.
I need to prove that the Earth is flat.
Okay.
So I'm going to make a rocket and send myself into space.
Yeah.
He passed away.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be all right.
I mean, doing what he loved.
And finally, have you guys heard the duct tape bandit?
No.
Mm-mm.
This is a bizarre story out of Kentucky. A store called Shamrock Liquors. Casey Kazee wrapped his head in duct tape to conceal his face.
Right.
Okay.
So he has to leave the duct tape like you can see his eyes. He leaves it over his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is the report.
I mean, he probably had every opportunity to put a brown paper poke over his head.
This is the store owner.
Who is this?
And poke holes in it. Or a plastic bag.
It's the store owner who's like, I can't get my head around the fact why somebody would put duct tape on their head.
Is that the Dukes of Hazzard guy?
Pretty much. Sounds like him. Yeah, it's Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know? But duct tape? I mean, it's just unbelievable. People don't think this really happened.
But it did, and it gets even more unbelievable. During a jailhouse interview, the suspect said police have the wrong guy.
All right, so this guy got tackled in the parking lot. Uh-huh. The police showed up. The police took the duct tape off of him.
Okay.
And he's saying, you got the wrong guy. So this local cameraman, newsman, went to jail and interviewed the guy to ask, are you the duct tape bandit?
Yeah.
This was his very entertaining answer.
Great.
They call you the duct tape bandit. That's not you?
Look at me. I look like a duct tape bandit, baby.
I mean, I don't know what a duct tape bandit looks like.
He's right.
Do I look like it, baby?
Do I have it on now? No.
If the duct tape doesn't fit, you must acquit.
I've heard that. Yeah.
I'm not no duct tape bandit. You hear me? Live one-on-one. As in Kentucky, you know this is not me.
It's not me.
Now look, do the math, do the homework, man.
Do the math and do the homework.
I'm not doing either.
No?
No.
The math or the homework?
No.
Okay.
So I look like a duct tape bandit, baby. Tape bandit.
Remix!
I'm not no duct tape bandit. You hear me? I'm not no duct tape bandit. I'm not no duct tape bandit. You hear me? I'm not no duct tape bandit. Now look, do the math, do the homework. Now look.
Police say Kazee did this to himself, wrapping his head in duct tape to conceal his face.
Now look, you know this not me. I'm not no duct tape bandit. You hear me? I'm not no duct tape bandit.
I don't know that yet.
We don't know for sure.
I'm not no duct tape bandit. You hear me? I'm not no duct tape bandit. Now look.
Store employees say Kazee also had a t-shirt up around his face, making them think of Cornholio on Beavis and Butthead. Throw in some duct tape, and it does sort of become a cartoon.
By the way, anytime you can bring in Beavis Butthead and Cornholio.
Oh, yeah. Into a news report?
Yeah. You got it
all in.
But police say they have enough to make the charges stick.
Unbelievable.
Duct tape? Now look. I mean, this. It's just unbelievable. People don't think this really happened.
It did, though. The duct tape band
happened.
Would love to download that song.
Honestly, it's a bop.
Yeah, it's a bop.
It is a bop. And that's people are dumb.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
LA and OC's alternative rock.
Jensen, tell us about Get Up on This.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it was a podcast I had for almost a decade, and it's where I got people up on things that are new, things that haven't hit the mainstream yet, things that you may have missed, things that over the past 10 years maybe you didn't get into enough. I'm here to help you find cooler things, so it's called Get Up on This.
Get up, get on up,
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 on this.
Now, we have a guest here this week, so let me do my normal introduction. You may know Lauren Lapkus from TV shows like Orange is the New Black or Crashing. She was in the recent Between Two Ferns movie.
Delightful.
She was in a gosh darn Jurassic Park movie.
I mean.
That's how you know her. But people who follow podcasts know her as the queen of the art form, in my opinion.
Oh.
Her appearances on Comedy Bang Bang. She had her own podcast called With Special Guest. She's on a show now currently with Scott Aukerman, friend of the show, and Paul F. Tompkins called Threedom. And she has a brand new podcast that I'm excited to get you up on. Lauren, thanks for coming in.
Oh, my gosh. That was the sweetest intro.
Lauren and I are real life friends, and I think that she truly is one of the funniest people in the universe.
Aww.
So I feel like it's more than just to get up on her new show, which is a podcast that I think speaks to not only our listeners, but to this room, because we talk about this stuff a lot.
Yeah, yeah. My new show is called Newcomers, where Nicole Byer, who's the host of Nailed It, she and I watch Star Wars for the first time. We've never
seen...
even a second. I don't know who these people are, and I'm curious. So.
Clearly, your whole life, you have heard people talk about Star Wars.
Yeah, I picked up on, like, Luke, I'm your father.
Right.
Like, Yoda looks like a green thing. Like, I'm like, I got a couple basic
facts. Yoda looks like a green thing.
She's nailing it right now. Yeah.
You had to actively stay away, though, for this long.
Yes, and when you are, like, an improviser and in the comedy scene, it's very, very hard to stay away, because all these nerdy guys just talk about Star Wars all the time. So I really was just tuning people out for, like, many years.
Did you ever use the references before, just like not knowing what they are? You just would throw out Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I'm sure I've done that just to be annoying, but...
Did you stop admitting to people that you would know? Because, like, people ask me if I've seen The Wire and I lie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because why have that conversation?
Yeah, no. With Star Wars, I loved saying I had never seen it. I think it's kind of fun just to be like, I don't know what
You're
that...
You're a rebel scum.
So are you watching the movies like almost like a mystery science thing and you guys are talking during it?
We did do a bonus episode for the first movie where we talk over it and you can sync it up with the movie. Oh. So if you've never seen it or if you love it, you can hear what we think about it as you watch.
It is incredible in 2020 to listen to two people who have no idea anything from Star Wars.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Like, they have no, like, can we listen to a clip really quick? This is them after they watched New Hope. So this is what they were expecting to see and their disappointment with it.
We thought in this movie there was going to be Yoda. We thought there was going to be...
Yes, there was no Yoda.
Between two characters that possibly were siblings.
Yes, because
we
Luke
we kind of know that.
And Leia are siblings.
Do you know it or not?
We think we know that.
What do you think you...
John Gemberling, John Gabris, Nick Weiger, all our guests who come on the show. It is... incredible to watch an entry level of people for a movie that you 100% know everything about.
Yeah. Well, it is really nice. We bring on comedians who know and care about the franchise. So we have like a person who's talking to us who respects it and knows everything. And as it's been going on, we've started to kind of fall in love a little bit, which has been one of the biggest shocks.
Well, that's
for
what I was going to talk about. So the first
with the movie or the guy?
Yeah. Lauren, that is the most exciting part of the podcast.
With the movie.
Seven episodes, she falls in love with a guest on the
just
show.
Just a guy, just a guy.
Okay, so
weird.
They hated the first movie.
We did. We almost wanted to quit. We watched the first movie and we were like, I don't know if we can do this. That was so long and I don't know. It's so boring. And then we just stuck with it. And, you know, our guests who come up.
We stuck with Star Wars.
It's crazy. Tell them about the character diagrams.
Oh, yeah. So every episode, our producer like prints out a sheet of like who all the people are and with their names, like the character names. And all of our guests think it's hilarious because it says like, Yoda, like under a picture of Yoda, and like we like reference it often because we get confused. But
now you guys are beginning to like it.
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
you even watch Phantom Menace and kind of like it.
I know that's the really well. Nicole loves Jar Jar Binks.
That's not possible.
She's fully attracted to him.
No.
And there's been a lot of great fan art made of the two of them
together. It's very disturbing.
Yeah, it's also very disturbing and ruining my life.
And I learned that Nick Weiger, who's a great podcaster on his own in Doughboys, he watched Phantom Menace 3 times in a row.
Yes, he's upset. I think he really likes that one. I mean, he kind of like had a few negative things to say about it, but that's what I think is kind of interesting about doing this show is that even the super fans, I've always picked up on the fact that they kind of hate a lot of the stuff about it.
Yes.
So I feel like I'm fitting right in. Like, I'm hating stuff. I'm
loving stuff.
Like, yeah.
Which is a good segue into the second clip, which is your guys' thoughts on R2-D2.
We decided that R2-D2 was basically a phone.
Yes.
That, like, he could look up information and, like, tell them stuff.
And then, like,
he could
project Princess Leia. Yeah,
but, like,
Leia.
He wasn't...
Oh, but he's
feeling.
Devious. He gets Luke to take his restraining bolt off, and then he escapes.
Oh.
He escapes to go do his mission.
Wait, when did he escape?
Oh, my God.
What?
Do you mean when he's sticking his head out of the spaceship?
What?
That is fantastic.
It is people who have no idea. I think you're kind of watching while looking at your phone at times.
For sure. The movies are 2+ hours. I'm going to look down.
Who's got that kind of time?
I love that Nicole's like Princess Leia. Well, Leia.
I know. She thought Han Solo's name was Hans. So that was a...
I like
Han Solo?
Yeah, Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Okay, so you guys have done New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Phantom Menace. You guys have broken down fanfic you found online.
Wow.
Now this deep into it, do you understand how some people have made this movie their personality?
Oh, yes. I'm already getting there. I want merch. I just learned about lightsaber chopsticks, which I really want. I want a Yoda backpack. And I don't even love it. Like, right. if you, I mean, I could see how this could become your whole life so easily. It's already becoming mine just from watching them.
Is the plan to go to the Star Wars land and all those things with Nicole?
Yeah, we want to do an episode from Disneyland and go see the whole thing. I heard people are waiting in line for a full day for the ride, yeah. which doesn't sound possible for me, but...
Lauren being a half fan is my favorite.
How do you like that?
No, I love it. It's awesome. I can't watch a 2.5-hour movie. I'm not going to go to the theme park unless they literally let us walk in.
I would love it if someone would escort me to the front. So if anyone out there works at Disneyland and wants to hook that up, I would take
so
it.
So the podcast, again, is with Nicole Byer, who you know from Nailed It, the show where people try to mimic baking goods on Netflix.
She's
great
so
show.
Funny.
It's called Newcomers. It's from HeadGum. All you have to do is look up Newcomers.
Yeah.
Is the plan also maybe other things you two have never seen?
Yeah, the plan is like this would be the first season of it, and the next season would be a different show franchise, and maybe it'll be us hosting, or maybe it'll be somebody else. We'll see what happens.
Well, guys, again, one of my favorite people, Lauren Lapkus, get up on her new podcast.
It's really hard for me to imagine somebody that doesn't know anything about Star Wars. That's crazy.
Yeah, and I still feel like I don't know anything. I've watched like 20 hours.
I listened to 3 episodes. You guys know nothing about Star Wars. I can guarantee you that. And that's my get up on this.
Get up, get on up on this. Get up, get on up on this.
Get up,
get on up on this.
Get up,
get on up on this.
KROQ FM. It's Kevin in the Morning, the world famous K-Rock.
Let's talk about hate watching TV.
Yeah.
All 3 of us do it.
All 3 of us do it. I never had, because if I don't like a show, I just don't watch it. Mm-hmm. I don't have the capacity to not like something and then watch it all the time.
Capacity or the time.
Until I met the show Love is Blind.
I've met the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. I've never seen her before.
Yeah, that's the crux of the show. They sit in pods. They talk to each other. They fall in love through a wall. Mm-hmm. And then 3 days in, they're like, I love this person. Let's get married. I hate it. I've now watched 9 episodes. The finale comes out tomorrow night at midnight. And that's a hard midnight. It's not at midnight East Coast, 9 p.m.
No.
It's literally midnight our time, and I am counting down the minutes. I hate it. I hate Jessica. It upsets me. She is a golden retriever. There is so much about this show, because I love golden retrievers. So
strange fact to throw in.
For a second, started thinking, maybe she's not that bad. A horrible person can't have a golden retriever. And then I thought, well, that's just stupid.
That is stupid.
I've thought way too much about this show. Mm-hmm. I've thought way too much about this Jessica person that I want in the ground.
Question.
Yeah.
If only 2 episodes in, I do enjoy it. I've enjoyed
watching like it.
You like it. I do.
Oh, she hates it.
At this point, you still think Jessica's a normal human.
I think there's a lot. I think a lot of things change. But can I ask you, do we only see them in this situation, or do we end up seeing them in other atmospheres and environments when they leave?
Jensen, that's the whole point.
Got it.
Yeah, you fall in love in a pod. Yeah, we take you to Mexico, and it's all contained.
And then and we then, see that. We see that.
Yes, okay. But then they set them free back home. Family, friends, social media, all of that comes to
so
play.
So the pods are really just the start of the show.
That's where they fall in love, which is insane.
Clap if this sounds like a show you'd be interested in.
I mean,
all 3 of
us. I gotta be honest.
It's awful, and I can't wait. I hate it.
We're gonna take your calls at 1-800-520-1067.
I honestly,
if you hate watch TV,
I think that's not even that embarrassing. I think that people are gonna call in and say things that aren't even close to as embarrassing as what I'm about to admit.
Okay,
play the song.
What is that?
That's the theme to Entourage.
That's Entourage.
I think it's recorded on a can, but
I threw a potato.
Yeah, I hate that show. I hated it when it was on. Yeah. I hate it now. It's poorly written.
Mm-hmm.
The characters are huge, just like awful replicas of what they think LA is like.
Yeah, they're D-bags.
Treat women terribly on the show.
Okay.
There was a character on there, a female main lead, Ari Gold's wife, who was just called Ari's wife. Never gave her a real name. No, never gave her a name.
So when did you stop watching?
I saw every episode. I never missed one.
You watched every episode of Entourage. Like, how many seasons?
7 or 8?
I think it's like 7 seasons.
7 seasons?
Yeah, I watched every single one. I never. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I think there's 9 seasons.
Oh,
why?
Yeah, 9
you watched
seasons.
Every single show.
Never missed one. Never missed an episode. Hated it more than... There are 96 episodes.
Wow, that's a lot of time.
Saw all of them.
An hour, like every week, you gave up to them.
Worst show I've ever seen.
Yeah. I thought it was a half hour. I don't remember.
Honestly, it felt like six hours. It did, to me. I don't know what it was. I kept sticking with it to be like, oh, I hate this. And then I'd be like,
did you think it was going to turn good?
No, I never thought it would turn good. Huh. At first season, I remember thinking to myself, this could be interesting because it's LA and, you know, they go to Earth Cafe or whatever. You know, like it's all things that we know exist here in the city. But then I was like, nothing bad happens to them. Like something, like they're like, oh, he's not going to get this film role. And then he gets a better film role. Or he goes to rehab. And I'm like, oh, maybe he'll go to rehab now forever. And then he's like out in an episode.
So you're telling us all the stuff that happens in a show that you hate, but watched every episode.
Yeah. Also, I need you to know that I saw the movie.
Why?
I don't know. I hated everything about it. I can't stand it. I hate Follow the Creator.
There has to be something that you liked about it.
I don't know. I probably like the negativity swirling inside me when I was watching it.
Jensen.
I wouldn't do it now. I feel like I've grown a lot
since
then.
Did you just say you hate Follow the Creator?
I did. I unfollowed him recently to make myself feel better.
Good for you. Good for you.
But he's like one of those guys who posts like a picture of him in front of a private jet before the Super Bowl with like six women and stuff.
Oh, great.
But yes, I watched every episode and I hated it more than anything.
We are going to take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. What show did you hate watch? Kevin, you're in it. What is it?
I started watching it and I sort of liked it at the beginning, so I don't have the Jensen story.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But then it wore out its welcome quickly.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're part of Bachelor Nation.
I am so excited.
Prof clear.
I have no idea what's coming, but I know that my life will never be the same.
Gotta take a deep breath.
Peter flies in, and he's looking so freaking delicious. Like, I just want to lick him up and down. Ah! Peter is my dream man. He's just hot. He's just sexy.
Oh, Kevin.
Listen, I don't watch the whole episode because a lot of them are 2 hours.
Yeah, they're mostly recaps.
Who's got that kind of time?
Yeah.
But I do record it every mm-hmm. single week, and then when I look on my list, I see it's recording, mm-hmm. and I go, nope, it's going to be stupid. Don't click on that channel. And I go right to that channel and I watch it.
And are you like invested by the end? You're like trying to figure out who they pick and like,
of course.
Right.
Of course.
And you hate it.
And I hate it. Yeah.
Right. Do you have a favorite for Peter? Do you want him to marry like Thelma?
I mean, Thelma or Louise?
I don't know who they are. I don't know.
There's no one on that show named Thelma.
Okay.
Have they introduced the producer that we clearly know?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
Not that I know of. You're not going to get a lot of information out of me because I don't really watch a lot of it.
Okay.
But I do. Every week, switch to it and watch it.
Kevin, I feel like you're not there for the right reason.
I feel the same.
Yeah.
I don't.
He's not there to make friends.
No.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what may have hooked me at the beginning of this season was the girl that took the champagne shot right up the nose.
By the way, a great internet clip.
That was pretty great.
Yeah, that's the most Bachelor I've seen in years.
That probably was.
I used to watch it too, and then I realized I hated it and just dropped away.
Right? Why can't I do that?
Dropped off.
That's the point. Why do you hate watch a show?
I have no idea. But we want to hear the shows that you guys hate watch. 1-800-520-1067.
All right. Let's talk quickly to Lauren.
Mm-hmm. She seems like she's in Bachelor Nation with you.
She's kind of right there with me. All right. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
So.
Yes, I'm so in Bachelor Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Like too far in.
But wait.
Like I drank the Kool-Aid.
Do you love it, though?
I love hate it.
I
yell at the women. I yell at the men.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I just continually watch it. I have like recorded it, and if I miss an episode, I'll pay for it on the ABC.
Lauren,
you paid for it,
Lauren.
I did.
That's insanity.
I missed an episode, so I had to catch up.
No, you didn't.
You could have walked away.
I did.
You could walk away.
Couldn't. No.
Oh, she's stuck.
Yes, and then Bachelor in Paradise comes around in the summer.
Now hold up. Bachelor in Paradise is the S.
That's
a good show.
No, that's basically the Bachelor.
It's an S show.
With like Jägermeister shots.
It's a lot of guys and a lot of girls.
Yeah.
And they all go crazy.
Are you interested in the new Bachelor show where it's a singing competition?
Oh my God, no. I can't go anymore.
Oh, you gotta watch it.
I think you're watching it.
Fast forward to Lauren getting a tattoo of the show where you sing and meet. I mean, listen, you can pretend you're not going to watch them, but you will.
What about the Golden Girls Bachelor?
Yes.
Or whatever that is.
That's the one. Bachelor Senior, yeah.
No.
You know what? I probably would watch once, and then it would probably
Yeah, you're going to watch
but
it.
But I don't know. Like, but they can never change. Tiny Hands, Chris Harrison. I got to keep him there.
I get it.
We love
it. I get it. Okay.
Thank you for the call, Lauren. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, LA and OC's alternative rock. K-Rock.
All right, we're talking about hate watching TV. Mm-hmm. Why do we hate watch and why do we keep hate watching? Why can't we stop if we don't like the show?
Can't stop, won't stop.
Let's start with JD in El Monte. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I've been watching the show my whole life. I keep holding out hope. It's going to, you know, surprise me and make me feel joy again. And those moments just keep getting fewer and more far between.
What show?
The WWE.
Right. Part of watching WWE, it seems, in 2020 is to hate watch it. Like, you're almost like you're coming up with the things that they should have done, etc. That's what you're saying?
You know, and I understand probably 80% of it is my fault, but sometimes they do things that just don't make sense in the context of, like, a sporting event show, like recording therapy sessions. Like, why would there be a cameraman in that therapy office?
Right, you're way overthinking this.
That's what takes JD out of it.
Yeah, you're way overthinking that.
Not that they fake fights. It's therapy I draw the line at. JD, I love you.
I came to watch wrestling. Why aren't we in a therapy office?
It's true. I mean, I do like the idea that you're questioning the logic, because it is true. Why would that happen? Also, why would there be a therapist in an arena?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, see?
All right.
JD, we might be too smart for wrestling.
Don't think about that.
I don't know if anyone's ever said that.
I don't know that that's true. Let's go to SK in Long Beach.
Hey, party people. What's up?
Hi there. Yo, yo.
Hey, so I like to watch cooking shows, but I kind of rage watch The Kitchen.
Okay.
What's the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the dumbest show ever. It's geared to like 8 to 12 year olds. It's awful, and their crafting is super rickety, like super rickety crafting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a girl in there that goes, "You know what I'm saying?" Every other sentence.
This is my kind of hate watch. I totally get you picking it apart.
But you have to watch it.
Why do you have to watch it?
I don't know. It's part of my Saturdays.
Okay.
By the way,
you can't change part of your Saturdays.
I just looked it up. Is it possible that it's 20 seasons?
Yeah.
What?
How much do you think you've watched of it?
Like 14.
Right.
Oh,
that's a lot.
Wow.
I respect it.
That is a lot.
Sticking with it.
It'll get better. It'll get better.
It won't, though. That's
maybe
the thing.
Season 22. Know what I'm saying?
It won't get better.
Maybe.
Let's go to Katie in Long Beach. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
So what show do you hate watch?
I absolutely hate Grey's Anatomy, and I've been watching for 14 seasons.
I can't believe that show is still on the air.
First of all, that's crazy. Second of all, though, at the beginning, did you love it or no?
I did.
You did.
The original cast, I thought it was great. I think maybe that was the first 3 seasons.
Right.
And then I just had to keep watching because now I'm invested.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I should have quit like 8 years ago when they had their musical episode, which was absolutely trash.
Right.
And, I mean... And I think 4 years ago, there was an episode where a woman came in with a stomach ache and they did an x-ray and they found an entire gun, like, in her stomach that she had smuggled in her hoo-ha. It was like,
Is that not the best TV show
Honestly,
ever?
You just sold the show to
me. I want to watch that show now.
Oh, my gosh. And they keep just killing people off. So I'm just waiting for everyone to die.
So you'll watch until the end. So if this has another 10 seasons, you're in.
I have to.
No, you don't. Okay.
I love that she said, I'm waiting for everyone to die. That's the spirit, Katie.
She's praying someone blows up the hospital.
All right. Let's go to Raul in North Hollywood. Good morning.
Hey, party people.
Yo, yo.
So this is the worst show ever. Okay. It's called Fear Thy Neighbor, and it's about neighbors who kill their neighbors.
Fear Thy Neighbor?
Like, yeah, it's horrible. My 11-year-old came home one day and she's like, "We got to watch this show," and I'm like, okay, thinking it's whatever. No, it's horrible. Like, people kill people because of, like, their kid bothers them on a trampoline and stuff. It's horrible.
Raul, what are you saying? You're saying I can do that?
Are they filming you, Ellie, and you're not aware of it?
I mean,
yeah, like it's sick, the stuff they do on the show, and I can't stop getting more of it. And
so your 11-year-old watch it with you too?
Well, yeah, she watched it, I guess, at her mom's house. And I was like, that's where she got it.
Stupid mom,
and
right?
She comes to my... Yeah, stupid mom. And I'm like, oh, my God. No, I'm watching it at my house.
Stupid dad.
Oh, you my can't God.
It's
stop.
Horrible, guys.
It's just it's her on, sharpening
it's on
knives.
Network. It's on this network called Investigation Discovery.
Who are you talking to?
Sure, Ellie knows that entire lineup.
That's the only show I watch on that channel. But Jesus, oh my God!
Expand your horizons. All their shows are great trash. I love them.
All right, let's go to Xenia in Tustin. Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
You hate watch what TV show?
Sister Wives on TLC.
Right. So I know this show exists. What is so trashy about it?
So it's just this husband dealing with his four wives, moving them back and forth. I've been watching it for so long, I cannot pull away. Just nothing's happening, though. Kind of the same story over and over again, but I can't pull away. Huh. Can't.
Why can't we quit? What's wrong with us?
I don't know.
Why does that happen?
I think it's just something. I've been with watching it for so many years. I think I'm just... Well, it's just kind of a daily routine for them.
I mean, yeah. I felt that way, like, for the TV show Lost, which went on forever. But they asked enough questions.
But it was also great at first.
Yes.
But you see, I'm sure they had more exciting stuff. Sister Wives just kind of the same repetitive thing.
Is there no smoke monster fighting. In Sister Wives? No
That's
smoke
a great
monster?
Question.
No smoke monster.
Okay. Mm-mm. They're not on an island?
No.
No crash?
Mm. Mm-mm. No.
No. Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Rebecca in Santa Monica.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I absolutely hate this new show, Lock and Keys, and I watched every episode in 20 minutes.
Okay. This is a new show on Netflix. It's based on...
What is it, 4 minutes long?
It's based on a great comic book. I loved the book. So you're saying this is Stephen King's son, I think, is one of the writers. You hate it.
I hate it, and but I have so much hope, and I just keep watching it. And these kids, their job, their duty is to protect these keys. And they just keep giving them away. Here, monster, take them. Who cares? Family legacy, who cares? I'm just going to show all my friends. Right. No.
She's so mad at these
She's
kids.
She's mad right
hey,
now.
Rebecca, how excited are you for season two?
I can't wait. I'm really hoping. I just I'm invested.
Right.
And then I'm like, please. Somebody come in and be guys, you gotta hide the keys, you gotta hold on to them, stop giving them to people. Right.
I'd like to suggest if they did that, you wouldn't watch.
Yeah, there's no season two. We have the keys now. Thanks. No need.
Well, obviously, this miracle person is gonna die in the first 20 minutes of the show.
I see. Okay.
You gotta suggest it.
Sure. Right. Good All point, right. Rebecca.
Well, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. Lock and key. Lock and key on Netflix.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, LA and OC's alternative rock.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Allie Jensen and I are going to the Kings game on Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
At 12:30. We're in a suite, a small suite, and we're going to invite some people to come with us.
You keep talking about how small this suite is. Like, it's a shoebox. What are you?
Come on.
Well, listen, rich guy. It's a big suite to me. My God.
I'm just saying it's like 12 people. So
oh,
I'm just saying it's not
a big suite to you. I've never even been in a suite. I can't relate to either of you.
By the way, the TV's huge. I mean, like, they have food in there
There's
stuff.
Food, probably beverages for us.
This guy's sitting here being like, it's tiny. Yeah. You ever watch a game in a closet?
I can't even fly my plane into the roof.
We can't all fit in at the same time, so we'll have to take turns.
God, jeez.
The point is, we're going to be watching a Kings game from a suite.
What a small one, I heard.
Oh, it's tiny. It's the size of my hand.
And we're going to invite you to come with us, and we're going to take fan songs in about half hour.
Right.
Okay.
Fan songs.
So come up with the net. We're sitting in the net.
You write a song about it, and then we'll take the person who deserves to go the most.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's coming up in a half hour right now. Allie is here with What's Happening.
But you gotta be small. We don't have room for any of you biggos.
We're hoping Brad Williams wins, so we can all fit in.
Okay.
It's a sweep.
Yeah, it's a sweep.
It's gonna be awesome.
Agreed.
Saturday afternoon, beautiful Staples Center.
Yeah.
Watching two Titans of hockey, the Kings and the New Jersey Devils. I mean, they played each other in the Stanley Cup. Now they're duking it out for last place.
It's
gonna be a blast.
I love games where you have nothing to win or lose. I agree.
Might be a great matchup.
Who knows?
I love Toffoli. I love Martinez. So I'm super excited to watch them.
That's not bad news.
It's going to be a good time.
Okay.
You guys know when you hear a song and you're like, this is an amazing song. This person is now my new favorite. I can't wait to buy everything she does. She's going to be huge.
Yes.
A lot of people thought that after hearing the song we're going to play in a second and thought, this is the next big thing. This woman won the Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Album in 2009, and then she kind of just disappeared. I'm talking about Duffy. You got me begging you for mercy. Why won't you release me? You got me begging you for mercy.
Why won't you release me? I said, release me. Remember? Yes.
And she was like Adele before Adele was Adele, essentially. And then she just kind of went away.
Yeah.
And a journalist was really curious, like, whatever happened to Duffy? So he found her, and in her first public Instagram post yesterday, she said she left the spotlight almost 10 years ago because she had been kidnapped and raped.
What?
She opened up about the incident to a journalist who found her last summer and said it just felt amazing to talk about it. She says in the post, the truth is, and please trust me, I'm okay, I'm safe now. I was raped and drugged and held captive over some days. Of course I survived, but the recovery took time. She said she plans on releasing a spoken interview in the coming weeks in an effort to answer any of the questions that immediately people were like, wait, what happened? How is it? What? Unbelievable.
Wow.
So we're going to find out what has happened to Duffy, and just unreal. People were freaking out when they saw that post yesterday. And as soon as I saw the name Duffy, I was like, oh my God, I loved Mercy. Whatever happened to her? And then I read the post. I was like, oh God.
I remember she was really closely tied with Pharrell. She did a lot of music with Pharrell Williams. Like, I was really excited about her career.
Yeah.
So we that's crazy.
We will hear more.
That's sad.
It is very sad. Not sad. Princess Estate announced that they're going to do that ongoing reissue series. They're going to continue April 17th with a variety of studio and live releases dating back to the early 2000s. You guys, there's going to be a box set of The Rainbow Children and One Night Alone from 2001-2002. Those are little experimental albums, but and as well as a official live album to be released. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Plus some performances from 9 shows that Prince played with his New Power Generation band. So some live Prince, some re-releases. I'm excited about that, you guys.
Really good.
Clap in the audience if you have the album.
Which, no, we don't, it's not out yet.
It's not
right?
out.
No.
But you probably did have those two that I mentioned. Then. Yeah. So that'll be, that'll be cool.
Great.
I feel like Wendy Williams wouldn't be thrilled with our clapping. Like,
well, it's,
we don't commit.
We don't commit. We're not as exciting. And I think that's the reason she asked for people to be excited.
Yeah.
Let's try it again.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Clap if you feel like Marlo doesn't deserve a peach.
Oh, screw Marlo. Woo!
No peach for Marlo!
No peach. She'd like that.
Yeah, she'd love that. We got it.
You got it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Moving
yeah,
on.
We've moved on.
Okay.
Yeah, we're now talking
good,
about...
Good, because my hands hurt.
Oh, I understand. I saw this headline, the chain smokers are taking a break. And I was like, don't they have a residency at XS? And aren't they doing, like, Electric Daisy Carnival? Like, they got some stuff on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're just taking a break from Instagram. They've scrubbed their entire account because they want to take some time for new music. Why'd you get everybody excited?
Yeah, that's a real tease for me.
It is a real tease.
And you know when they scrub the Instagram, for the most part, they're just going to put up whatever the new thing is.
Yes. Yeah, the album, whatever,
So you scrub your Instagram to take a break, but you know that is just going to make people talk more. So it's just, it's a bit insane.
I hate your guts!
Seems a little strong, but okay.
Seems like a lot. McDonald's. I need in on this. So the McDonald's Shamrock Shake turns 50 this year. And in celebration, the brand is auctioning off a gold Shamrock Shake cup for charity.
Oh.
The golden Shamrock Shake cup is appraised at $90,000.
I'm sorry, what?
It's made of 18 karat gold and is adorned with 50 green emeralds and white diamonds. I want this cup so
you know how
bad.
Passionate I am about McDonald's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm passionate about the Shamrock Shake cup. At the time of its writing, its bid is up to $25,000 on eBay. Here's the best part. Whatever the winning bid is, all that money goes to the Ronald McDonald House Charities.
That's great.
All right.
Which is wonderful. So you can feel good.
Now, this is what you call a good morning.
It is a good morning. I haven't had my first Shamrock Shake of the year.
I've never had a Shamrock Shake.
Really?
I'll have one this season for you.
Kevin's not a minty guy, so he's not as into the Shamrock Shake.
Don't hate, but if I could get something else, I will.
If I like mint chip, I'm going to love
it. Oh, you're going to love the Shamrock Shake.
I might have one today.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Will you do an unboxing for us? But
unboxing?
Like an unstrawing is what it'll
like
be
I
more like.
Like I did for potato skin?
Yeah. Okay. Still upset that you used the plastic cutlery for your potato skin.
I wanted it to be part of the experience, man. That's what I was given.
It's so weird to me. It's so weird.
I wanted to live like a potato skin eater.
Okay. Right. Some birthdays for you guys. Timmy C from Rage Against the Machine. We've got Maz Jobrani, who's a comic, and the singer, Erykah Badu, who made incense that smells like her magical coochie. You better call Tyrone to order some. And that's what's happening.
Wow.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. K-Rock.
We are going to the LA Kings game tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in a suite. And we're inviting you to come along, and we're looking for...
On Saturday.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
What did I say, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Hmm? Close enough.
If you show
Saturday,
up, we won't be there.
No, we will be there.
Saturday.
We will. Saturday we'll be there. Yes. Tomorrow we won't.
Yeah. Great.
Okay, let me start over.
Tickets go on sale 10 at noon.
Nope, let's start over. So, Saturday we're going to the Kings game.
Yeah.
And we have a suite, and we're inviting you to come with us.
Yes.
Buy your fan songs.
I love it.
Kings fan songs. Kings fan songs. Kings fan songs is on ice. Kings fan songs. Kings fan songs. Kings fan songs is on hockey puck. Yeah. Kings fan songs. Kings fan songs. Kings fan songs is on Luke Robitaille.
Let's start with Vince in Covina. Good morning, Vince.
Morning, how's it going, guys?
Good, great. Thank you. You have a fan song?
Yeah, something like that.
What? Okay, go ahead.
All right, you ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm a Kings fan, because Jensen's a dick. I'm a Kings fan, because Jensen's a dick. I'm a Kings fan, because Kevin's a prick. I'm a Kings fan, because Jensen's a dick.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, that's an angle.
Yeah. You know you're going to be in the suite with Jensen and Kevin.
I do. I know that. I totally understand.
Mm. Okay, you hold on.
You know what? Put him back on. We'll get him a record deal.
That was concerning.
Vince, by the way, is the leader right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he is.
Unfortunately,
based on
just the way we play our game.
We're doing it knockout style. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Patty in West Hills. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
You have a Kings fan song?
Sure.
All right.
Okay, it goes, if you're a Kings fan and you know it, clap your hands. If you're a Kings fan and you know it, clap your hands. If you're a Kings fan and you're going to go see the Kings game. Yep. If you're a Kings fan and you know it, clap your hands.
You know what? You're lucky Vince went first.
Yeah. Patty is now in the lead.
Well, you're in the lead.
Patty you're in the lead, in Patty. The lead.
You're doing good.
Yeah, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Vince is gone. Okay, let's go to Nicole in Long Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
We're looking for a Kings fan song.
Kings fan song.
Oh, you got it right here.
Okay, let's hear it.
Twinkle, twinkle, oh my heart, won't you please come back to me? Clifford to Foley, Martinez and Forbert, oh how I can't heal my heart. Twinkle, twinkle, little king, won't you please come back to me?
See, because they were all traded.
Those are the people that
they
were traded.
I like it because
she wants them to come back.
I like it because it's Kings creative, so I'm going to vote for her.
Okay. All right. Nicole moves on.
All right. Congratulations. You hold on. Let's go to Trinity in Santa Clarita. Good morning, Trinity.
Good morning, guys.
Trinity, we're in a real downward slope here. We need you to bring us back to life. This is truly angling for trouble. So please bring us back.
I'm going to really reach here, but
thank you.
I need to go to the game with you. You, me, and my LA crew. Let's go. Let's go have some fun with our LA Kings. Let's go. Let's go for that win and go have some fun, guys. Let's go. I need to go to the game with you.
Definitely. This is the club remix.
Okay.
I'll let Kevin start with his vote.
I think I'm going to go Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole, she's still feeling the loss of all those players.
Thank you, Trina.
So, I'm staying with Nicole.
Let's go to Nigel in Westwood. Good morning, Nigel.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're looking for...
Kings Fan Songs is on.
All right, what do you got?
All right, let's do it, man.
All right.
Been a Kings fan since 72. How many cups we won? Hey, two. Dream for me and all the crew. Sitting in a box on Saturday with you. Go, Kings, go.
I mean, not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
I am going to stick with Nicole purely because of the playing. Ooh. I know. I get a title. I get it. But that's what I'm going to go with. So we have two more votes.
Although I respect a fan since 72.
Yeah, agreed. And the two cups. I like that.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to go with Nicole, too.
All right,
you
can
hear the pain. Yeah. The pain.
It sucks to have him on hold while we're doing that, Kevin. Yeah. Just something to keep in mind.
No, no. What's going to happen is we're going to have Nicole, and she's going to be there, and she's just going to be sobbing.
Right.
So we need to rethink that.
This team was better, she's going to say.
All right, let's go to Skylar in Los Angeles. Good morning, Skylar.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Okay, I'm ready for this.
All right. Good luck.
Okay. If I go to the Kings, then I'll be doing just fine. Sitting there in the ring, and then I'll have it all. If I go to this, I will be going, getting a kiss. Only if I go to this, only if I go to this. It's my boyfriend's birthday, and I want a spoon. Sitting there in the ring, he'll be over the moon. Please help me go to this so I can get a ring. Sitting there in the ring, sitting there in the ring.
Skylar, I'm noticing the area code of your phone.
Yes.
Where are you from?
That is from high school. I used to live in San Jose.
You're a Sharks fan, Skylar!
I'm voting for Skylar.
I know.
What?
I'm voting for Skylar.
Wait, you are a Sharks fan?
Wait, are you a Sharks fan?
No. Okay. I just know that that's where the...
Okay.
I believe her.
Okay.
I believe her.
It concerned me. Does she get two tickets? Because here's my concern.
Yeah.
If she's talking about her boyfriend... Like, what if we only gave her one ticket?
That'd be pretty funny.
Dave, does she get one or two?
No, she gets a pair.
I think she'd be pretty happy for me.
She gets a pair. She gets a pair. I'm voting Skylar.
I am as well.
All right,
moving on. Sorry, Nicole.
Skylar.
Let's do one more. Let's do Jose in Panorama City. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Kings Fan Songs is on.
All right, what do you got for us?
All right, okay, here we go. This one's for Allie.
Okay.
But I love the Kings game. But the Kings game, se necesita un puck and a hard stick. Un puck and a hard stick with beer and nachos and maybe a churro. Hot box in the skybox, we're living it up. Ay arriba, ay arriba. Ay arriba, ay arriba. We're so tore up, we're so tore up, we're so tore up. There goes Bailey. There goes Bailey. There goes Bailey, go Kings.
Yay!
Oh, we have a winner.
Jose!
Jose!
Jose! Jose! Jose!
Congratulations, thank you win guys. The tickets in the suite. We will see you on Saturday.
Awesome.
And thanks for playing the game.
Kings Fan Songs. Kings Fan Songs. Kings Fan Songs is on.
This is Kevin in the Morning on K-Rock.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
106.7 KROQ FM.
You know who's in the studio with us?
Who?
Comedian Adam Ray.
Yay!
How about that?
Good. Wow.
Kids,
that
kids love Adam
the kids,
Ray.
They really do.
Big, I mean, Adam Ray fans.
You know what, though? I'll take that applause because my nieces who have, you know, they're 10 now. And if you follow me on Instagram, you've seen them kind of grow up. And they, you know, they used to be all about me.
Yeah.
But just in the past year, and my sister kind of warned me. She's like, oh, it's going to start to turn where they're, you're not that cool. Like,
yeah.
They're starting to say things like, I thought you were cool. Like, when I'm like, oh, you've got to put your iPads away. Like, your mom said you can't have them out. They're like, I thought you were cool. And then I'm so weak that I'm like, I am. Okay, 5 more minutes, you know? Which I know it's only going to get worse when they get older. And they're like, can you get us beer? And I'm like, no. Like, you're only 13. Ugh, I thought you were cool. I'm like, all right, you know what? Screw the beer. Let's do shots. Like, let's take this party up a notch.
I
just always want to be... you know, the cool uncle.
I told my daughter yesterday that you were going to play Foolishness, and she said, wait, is he the guy that played last year? And I was like, yeah, I played last year.
Whoa.
And I was waiting because she doesn't like you. You're out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Does she think I was Ray Romano?
I love him.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, good.
Wow.
Excellent.
See? Nice. I'll take it.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'll take it.
We're very happy that you're
I'm
doing the show.
I'm fired up to be back. It's truly the best show in Los Angeles.
It's Adam Carolla. It's Fortune Feimster. It's Jeff Garlin. It's Jen Kirkman, Adam Ray, Steve-O, and special guest, Clownvis.
Now, what do you know about Clownvis?
The clip that you played on the promo.
Okay, so you understand that he is half clown, half Elvis?
Yeah, I know that much.
A lot of Christmas music.
He's sort of full clown, full Elvis.
Right, he's 100% of both. He's a 200% man.
Now, did he name himself Clownvis and then be like, I should probably tie some Elvis into this act? Or was he already,
I think he was both.
Okay.
I think he was already a hybrid.
So he was like, what's a true American rock star and like what really gets kids fired up in the middle of the day on the weekend for a festive birthday
gathering?
Get
it all covered.
Yeah.
Elvown would have been a terrible name, so I think Clownvis was the way to go.
It would have. Or like Shown.
Shown's not good.
Again,
that's
not
Cher,
great.
That's
yeah.
Cher and Clown.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Clownvis is pretty good.
It's pretty great.
Here's a picture of Clownvis, just so.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I need you guys
that's
to
my
know.
Halloween costume for 2025.
It's unbelievable.
I'm sorry. Well, I look ahead.
Really planning ahead.
Yeah,
you
booked.
Really plan ahead.
He's got a pompadour. He's got his face full of clown makeup. Then he's got a jumpsuit.
Will he come, I guess, set ready, or will we get to see the transformation?
He
shows up.
There is no.
We have no idea.
Yeah, we have no out of character.
We've never
idea
seen
him
out of character.
You don't even know if he's got a name.
No.
And we know
this
him,
is fascinating.
And we know him decently. Like he's come in the show. We've talked to him on the phone.
We don't want to know who he is.
No. You don't want to ruin it.
No, you don't. Keep the facade up.
We're not pulling the mask.
What if he's like a guy who faked his own death and he's coming back and he always has to put the makeup on?
This guy, he's like on the run.
Wouldn't that be
yes.
It's like a Ted Bundy situation.
And everybody's
he's like,
oh.
I gotta get like an act.
Did you guys see Clownvis? The FBI. You guys see Clownvis? Yeah, that was pretty great. They just walk away.
Oh,
yeah.
Genius. My goodness.
Wow.
You talk about taking care of your nieces.
Nieces.
You just got a puppy.
Got a puppy.
Does this feel? Because I have an 8-month-old, and my wife has not liked when I've said this.
A human, not it's a like puppy.
A human,
okay.
8-month-old child.
I thought you meant dog.
I knew you did. Yeah.
You know what? We're still trying to figure
it
out. Very hairy baby. So we're trying to figure it out.
Very hairy baby. Yeah.
So I have said people don't like me saying this.
Yeah.
Taking care of a kid a lot like taking care of a puppy.
It's usually the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
People usually say the it's a shift in schedule where it's like normally I'd be up at probably like 8:30.
Okay.
Now it's like 6:37 just to walk her out and let her defecate all over the street.
Your baby?
Yeah.
We do that with the 8-month-old too.
Yeah, hilarious. You take her out on the street.
Let them defecate.
You're a good dad.
Thank you.
They're gonna do it at some point anyway in their teens when they run away. By the way, do kids still pretend to run away? I was talking to my mom about this the other day because she goes, do you remember when you used to like threaten me to run away.
Yeah,
like, which, you know, it was, you know, she was single mom thing. There was just a lot going on. And like, if I got mad about something, I was just like, you know, mom, I'm freaking out of here. And so I'd get on my 10-speed Huffy, grab a couple Pop-Tarts, a couple Twinkies, yeah, some Kit Kats, some meatballs. I was a fat kid. I grabbed all the snacks, put them in two backpacks, got on my Huffy, some stuff in the basket, some video games, and then took off and went up the hill. I think even a pillow one time.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then got up the hill, and then the bike kind of broke down, and then I dropped some snacks, and then I had to go back. I was like, oh, I think I left some more snacks. So I went back home, and I walked back in. She's like, oh, you came back, huh? I was like, no, I just forgot the snacks. All right, well, I'll stay, because, oh, what are you making for dinner? Oh, meatloaf? Okay, I'll stay tonight, but tomorrow I'm out of here, you
right.
know?
I don't think kids
threaten it.
I think they just
drown
in their iPhone. Like,
I did that when I was a kid,
you
and
did.
I actually, my brother and I got long sticks, and we had a handkerchief, and we tied it up like hobos, and put like an orange, we were losers, like an orange and a couple different things in it. We walked down the street, and my mom chased us down the bottom of the street, and we were like, here she is, like, here we go, we can get anything we want, and that bitch said, and I quote, you forgot your toothbrush. And handed us our toothbrush.
No way.
And
she called your bluff.
She's like, see you later.
She called your bluff.
Can you believe?
And were you shell shocked?
No,
you...
totally.
Yeah.
We sat in the green belt by the house and we were like, what do we do now?
What if she just doubled down? You're like, you don't want us? She's like, no, I never wanted you. You're like, Jesus, mom.
Mom, I'm
knife to the heart.
You know how this ends, mom. Why would you do that? I'm coming back for sure.
My, my puppy was taking a poo inside today, and my girlfriend was starting to pull her out. As soon as she started to go, she's like, you gotta, like, she can't know she can go inside, so she pulled her away mid-poo, and I was like, you gotta, like, isn't that bad for you? Let her go, like, finish, and then we'll scold her and then take her outside. She's like, no, you're supposed to take her, like, as it's happening. Which I was like, dude, that is like. Think I was like,
was it a trail all the way out the door?
Kind of, yeah.
And
I but I guess I would put myself in the shoes of the dog because I was like, dude, if I was on the toilet and somebody pulled me up halfway through, like I would just to teach me a lesson and be like, you know, then you're, you know, like that's not the right spot to go. That would be terrifying.
Lesson learned on that though. Lock the door.
Yeah, and it's also like, I don't know, it's an easy cleanup, but like she's so cute, so to yell at her is like, yeah. And her name's Pickles, so it's like
Pickles. What kind of dog?
Yeah,
a cavapoodle, a cocker spaniel poodle mix, and that's her bark. Is she here?
Yeah,
is she taking a crap somewhere? Yeah. That's her poo bark. By the way, poo bark is opening for Clownbus for a short.
That's seasonal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I love poo bark.
Wait, when you say your dog's...
That was the commercial, by the way.
What is your dog's
breed? It's seasonal, right? I love poo bark. From the makers of beef jerky.
What is your dog's breed? Say it again.
Cavapoodle.
So is it a King Cavalier and a poodle?
Boom, there it is.
Okay.
That's what it is.
We'll have to see a picture.
I've never heard of a King Cavalier.
Have you met your dog?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
She's cute. She poops. I don't know. She's fun.
Okay.
So the name, you know, we didn't, we want a name that was like, you know, where you say, you do that like dog tone test call where you're like, like you kind of, like you kind of put like a name, insert name into the,
right.
Like you're calling for your dog. To make sure
you
thought I was having a stroke, didn't you? She's like, oh boy, we're going to have to replace him for foolishness. This guy's losing it before 10 a.m. again. So I was like, you know, there's obviously a handful of names that you insert to try to be like, how does that sound?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a Hitler. Like, probably not going to go with that. You know?
Not a popular joke.
I never worked my way through shouting the name.
Oh, really?
I always just,
You just kind of say it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't think about yelling it.
Well, that's it. I think
smart.
It's a dog tone test call,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, or fart, you know, that's also another one that we, I almost actually like, fought for that because I was like, that's kind of a name that makes you smile all the time that you can't get angry at, you know?
Come here, fart.
If you're like, damn it, fart. Come on, like.
Come here is a bad name for a dog as well.
Come here is a bad name, yeah.
Come here. No. Stay. Sit. Come here. Sit.
Is it the same process with naming a kid? Like, you know.
With a kid.
No, he didn't work through the yelling part.
Yeah.
Right. Our issue was more like, do you know someone who's like a rapist with that name?
Like who's like, ruined the name?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to find a name that's not ruined.
Yeah.
So true. This is probably why.
We took calls to give him
did
ideas.
You really?
Yeah. Our original idea was Harvey Weinstein Karp, which we could not get.
Can I be honest?
Bad timing.
Not, there's a lot of great nicknames out of that, but not a good full name.
not
a name you want the kid writing down on a test.
No, it's a real nightmare.
There are so. This is probably why celebrities make up names, right? Because they're like, look, I want something that has hasn't been taken that can't be, like, what is Paltrow's, Apple?
Oh, Apple, uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like, when has an apple been involved in a domestic abuse case, right?
Yeah, that's what you have to do with a kid's name now. Yeah. You got to, like, Google it and make sure there's not someone, you know, like a serial killer out on the loose with that name.
Well, there's always one out there,
right.
Let's be honest.
Right. That's true.
Adam Ray is here.
Way to bring it down, Ray.
He is playing the 12th annual April Foolishness. It's Saturday, April 4th at Microsoft Theater. Tickets go on sale for everybody Friday at 10, but the K-Rock pre-sale is tomorrow at 10.
Go get them now, man. What a lineup. By the way, I just was in Arizona just for a couple of days from Aspen, and Steve-O was there. So went to his show. Had not seen the full Bucket List Tour show.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's crazy good.
This guy... And, like, it was so cool. Like, I walked in there, and I ran up to him, and he was doing his meet and greet, which is just, like, everyone on the show stops, take a little selfie. Sure. And I was like, big fan, Steve-O. And he looked down, and he kind of was like, thanks. And then he looked at me, and he goes, ah! And then he jumped off stage to come hug me, and which made me feel real cool. And he was so sweet, and he was just so fired up. He gave me a shout-out during the show, and he was like, man, there's a lot of people that said I shouldn't do stand-up. When I first did it, Adam Ray was always there for me. I love you, man. I was like, I love you, Steve-O. I'm so drunk right now. I know you can't drink, but I feel for you. and he just, like, the video component with the stories.
Because,
like, you could go up there and just play the videos and kind of tell a little tale about it. Mm-hmm. And it'll probably still be fine because you're getting to see him live, which people, I think, want. And then to see the videos that you can't see elsewhere. Right. But, look, a well-crafted, like, and a lot of jokes. And I could tell that he worked on it. And it's also, you're like, oh, this is something I'm never going to see again. Mm-hmm. And never, like, you know, it's truly, some of these videos, the vasectomy video.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, somebody passed out in the first show. I was at the late show.
Sweet.
And hit their lip. And they were, because they tell people, they go, if you're going to pass out, put your head down. Don't get up and try to go to the bathroom, because somebody got up and fell in the bathroom and split their lip. And apparently, like, someone found him in the bathroom just, like, bleeding, face
man.
Open.
Steve-O has an effect on people.
He does. Which made me think, because that sounded like a catchphrase. I was like, is this guy a plant? You know? Where did you pull that from?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Long story. All right, we need to take a break.
Yeah. But if they come to April Foolishness, they're not going to pass out. You're going to be
correct.
Okay.
But by the way, like, what a great tease. You know, like, you're going to see something you've never seen before.
And you may pass out.
Yeah.
Right. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back with Adam Ray.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. K-Rock. LA and OC's alternative rock. Carol QFM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And our friend and comedian Adam Ray has joined us in the studio.
Yep.
I don't have the coronavirus.
Well,
Were you worried about that?
Yeah, I was. I was on a couple planes the last few weeks, and people were coughing and sneezing a lot, and it's like, you know.
I mean, I think I would be worried about the flu.
For
more
sure.
That's what we've been told. But.
Yeah, but I'm a guy. I jumped to the, you know.
Worst case.
Fellas love to self-diagnose, you know. It's like you sprain your ankle, you stub your toe, you know.
It's the worst thing ever.
Prematurely, you know, get that going. You're like, do I have it? You know, because this never happens. You know? No, it happens all the time. But let's move on.
It's pretty much the same symptoms.
It is, yeah.
That's what makes it confusing.
Google it.
You also have an album out.
Yeah.
You have an album out.
I do, yeah.
You have an album out.
Yeah.
Of songs.
Yes. It's a comedy music album. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I came out with a stand-up album called Read the Room last February. And on the road, I had a buddy with me doing, keyboard. We do improvised musical songs off the crowd.
Could I just say this?
Yeah.
That follow Adam on Instagram.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
Because
he's so funny.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Those songs were great.
Oh,
we
yeah.
dressed up as an old lady for
How
some
crazy
reason.
Was that? Yeah.
That was great.
Well, that's for, like, this pilot presentation I put together. So it was, like, 5 hours of prosthetic to be this old guy. guy, an old gal. And so I was like, oh, I should probably not waste it and go up and do sets. And as the old lady, it was great because there was, you know, a keyboard player at the Comedy Store. And so I did like that. It was like a lounge act. And it was amazing. I gave away a Fleshlight. And because Adam Devine gave it to me for the holidays. I bought him a popcorn machine for his birthday. And I texted him. I was like, hey, did you get your gift? He goes, you mean the giant popcorn machine? He goes, yeah, man. Can't accept. Thanks for the gesture. And I was like, what?
Can't
like,
accept.
I was like, my girl's trying to already clean out all the clutter, and like, she's got video games and other right. man stuff. She's like, she's trying to, you know, de-man it up. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll come get it. He's like, great. And then as I'm leaving, he has me come back and puts on an Academy Award worthy performance of like, dude, like, you've just been a great friend, man. I got you this gift, blah, blah. And like, I was so touched, like, on the verge of tears. I'm like, dude, thank you, man. This is kind of out of left field for you. He's like, I know, man. I'm trying to be a little bit more sensitive and more present with my buddies. And I'm like, this is great. I'm like, this guy was on Modern Family, you know? And so I take it and I go, open it now. He goes, wait till you get home. And I open it up and it's a Fleshlight. And I was like, and it was sitting in the back of my car because I was like, oh, I'll give it out to a homeless guy.
I'm not taking that in.
Or I don't know what I was going to do with it.
Why
but like,
homeless
well,
guy?
I don't know, man. Like, he's probably never seen something like that before. And make me, I don't know. Maybe you put coffee in it. I don't know what you do with it.
Okay.
And so.
You put coffee in it. And that's what you do with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it was sitting back there and I even pulled onto a lot for an audition once, and the security person had to check the trunk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do, you know, a lot of weird videos and whatnot, and there was a puppet back there that I had for a sketch.
Right. Oh, no.
And the Fleshlight.
Oh, no.
And a fat suit. And she opens us up, and she just goes, what is happening in your life? And I was like, I mean, I do these videos. She goes, I don't need to know anymore. And I was like, no, they're funny videos. She's like, you can, whatever they are, funny, sad, you know? And so I gave the Fleshlight out during that set. But the album is all songs and sketches. It's like a throwback to like the
Sandler. Tell us about Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day song is, you know, for those couples out there that got some unexpected news and are still trying to work through the pain, you know, maybe if. So, you know, save
that's
that
beautiful.
News. Save the best news for the best holiday.
I mean, at least they got something for Valentine's Day.
That's what I'm saying. Some people get nothing.
Have you always done musical stuff? Like, is that something you...
You know, I did musical theater in high school. And then, you know, in college, I was always writing goofy songs. And buddies of mine that were in the music school, you know, had, like, studios in their rooms in the fraternity. So I would go over there and just lay down songs. And when I first started doing stand-up, actually, when I'd go to the Comedy Store, even in a 10-minute set, I would do 5 minutes of guitar stuff at the end. But then I was like, I'm either going to be the guitar guy or not.
Right.
And it just seemed like there was just too much of that. And it's now fun on the road when I headline and to close out. And now I bring a guitar guy. And we just kind of...
guitar guy now.
Yeah,
wow.
It's awesome. And we make up songs off the... It's pretty killer.
Tell me about Shaving My Face.
Shaving My Face is a song that Andrew Santino and I wrote while we were writing on Punk'd for one
Santino.
Season. Yeah, mm-hmm. We were sitting around in Punk'd trying to come up with, you know, awful pranks. And we would just, like, walk around the office and sing stupid songs to each other. And then we started singing this one about shaving together. And two best friends that shave their faces together.
That's beautiful.
It's just another Tuesday night. I'm gonna set up some candles tonight. Yeah, 35 set up for some Pinot Grigio. But oh, wait, I totally forgot to call you up when I'm shaving my face. I'm gonna call you up when I'm shaving my face. Cause you know I'm gonna shave anyway, and I wanna be a part of your day. So pick up your phone so we can shave our faces together.
So sweet, yeah.
Call you up when I'm shaving my face.
That's just beautiful.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
It's, you know, gorgeous. It's more of a power ballad.
For
you
sure.
Know?
I don't
sure.
think Pee With That Poop needs a setup.
I don't think it does. Let's just play
just
it.
Play it.
She picked that topless joint. You got that cheese with the dick. It didn't sit right with you. And now. For 27, 28, or 29 minutes or two.
Enough another just real beautiful
look, song. Marijuana is a hell of a drug. And I think if you don't think it can inspire creativity, you're wrong.
You're wrong, yeah.
Tell us about your wedding experience for the best man.
So, look, I have become more of a fan of weddings in the past 2 years because of the speeches. Because, look, as people in the comedy biz, we all probably get excited for moments when non-people in the comedy biz want to take a stab at comedy. Mm-hmm. And the speeches could not be a better time and space for that. Mm-hmm. And I got consulted by my buddies, is my buddy too, but the best man. He's like, I want to run some bits by it. What do you think about this? And he pitches me this whole story that he says is true, in which him and my buddy who's getting married, both Jews, get arrested. And the whole punchline being that, like, hey, it was crazy that the Jews got arrested and not the black guys.
Whoa!
And I go, hey, Lee Rosen, nobody's looking to you for social commentary in 2020.
That's the wrong advice to give him.
He goes, it's a true story. Oh. I go, dude, doesn't mean people need to hear it. And he's like, but you're supposed to write what's true. I'm like, you're not a comic. Yeah. He's like, yeah, but isn't that why I should do it? This isn't a comedy club.
He didn't even want your input.
No, he didn't.
He was arguing with you.
He was very headstrong. And I was like, look, dude, selfishly, like Kev was saying, I was like, I want you to do this.
Yeah, clearly.
I want to see the train wreck. I want to see. And then I was like, do you have anything else that's edgy? He's like, not really. Everything else is pretty clean, whatever. Cut to him talking about my buddy's mom, like, jokingly giving a BJ to, like, one of their friends. In high school, I'm telling you, when I tell you this silence was deafening, except for one grandma going, what? It was, oh, dude, I will never forget it, dude. And but he also committed. Like, you want these guys, when they're delivering these speeches, to be like he pointed to the mom. Like, he was like, you know what was happening. And it was like,
oh, my dude, God.
Was it recorded?
Oh, yeah, it's all there. At the brunch the next day, they were playing it on repeat, actually, at the house. I swear to God, they were.
You guys should put it out on, like, comedy vinyl.
Oh, man, it's just like, how do you not, just, you know, reading the room is an acquired skill set.
Yes. Yeah.
People don't often do that, but...
I was at Lightning's wedding, who used to be our producer for a long time, and his brother was the best man. He gave the speech, and his was all, and I was dressed as a monk, and Bean and I were doing the service. And his brother was like, Jay gets everything, and I get nothing, and he's got brandy, and I deserve brandy, but I don't get brandy. Like, he was really, really
getting personal.
And I was looking at Bean, he was looking at me, we were like, we got to take the microphone away from this guy.
Yeah.
This is crazy bad.
Yeah.
But we waited for a little while just so we could get more of that.
Would you ever get nervous when you see somebody that's not like, I mean, it's probably the percentages are way low in somebody who isn't like in somewhat the performer realm that's going to go up there. Have you given one before?
I have.
Yeah.
But I also, I mean, Beer Mug's best man speech.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that sounds like the
wedding
best one.
Was something. Let's just say the guy got sober the next day.
Isn't that crazy?
Literally.
Gave up
that was rock bottom.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're talking about whooping it out in front of kids and just whatever else, any sort of personal backstory is probably not for anybody. Even if it is safe, like, you know, there's always like that. You know, that inclination to want to hype it up. So even if you have, like, a pretty timid experience, like, for the sake of, you know, presenting and performing, like, I think it's natural to want to, like, beef up the story.
He started with, I know there are kids here, so I'll keep
so
it clean.
So plug your ears? Oh.
But first, and then he told that story, and I was like,
didn't even give him a chance to leave the room?
No, of course not.
Maybe the kids, though, were, you know, maybe they were the ones that egged him on to tell the story, you know? Maybe he was, like,
I didn't even think about
at
that.
The kids' table drinking, being like, what do you guys think? Should I tell a story about the time in TJ? You're like, we don't even know who that is. Like, it's not a who, it's a where. You know what? I'm going to do it. You guys are nine. You get it.
I love it.
The album from Adam Ray is Songs for the People.
Songs for the People, baby.
It's beautiful. It's out now, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you get music. 12th annual April Foolishness. You are going to be at. We're very excited about that.
I can't wait. I got a new podcast with Mark Sanchez called Fourth and Forever. It's a football comedy podcast by Showtime Digital. And about last night, minus Sans Dwarf now, but solo me with a peanut gallery and new guests and new bits. And that's still on iTunes and Spotify and all that.
There you go.
Very excited.
So fired up to do the show.
Yes.
We're happy to have you.
We're happy to have you.
Thanks for coming.
I'm going to get hammered and tell a story.
Okay, good.
About Beer Mug's wedding.
Right. K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock. Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Carol QFM.
We have time for one last look at what is happening.
Weddings, you guys. We were just talking about it with Adam Ray. A new poll of 2,000 Americans who plan on getting married found the perfect wedding would cost how much money? How much money is
okay,
the
please
perfect
ask Kevin
wedding?
First. Ask Kevin first.
Is this
$7 million?
Is this not taking into account what they have or like the ideal amount for a wedding? Or is this what they have and that what they can spend? Because that makes a big difference.
It does make a big difference. I don't think these people are going out of their price range and saying,
oh,
I want to spend like $800,000 on my...
This isn't a dream.
Okay, it's not the dream.
This is just a perfect wedding. Let's say you have the dress, the flowers, the venue, all of that.
$120
Okay.
he went the other way.
No, I'll say right. I'll say $1,200
That is a crazy wedding.
Shut up, Jensen.
I mean, what is happening with you?
That's the dessert.
Is that it right on? Is that spot on?
Jensen, a poll of 2,000 Americans who plan on getting married found the perfect wedding would cost how much?
$15,000.
Okay.
Yeah. What is it?
$42,310.48
Yeah, I mean
that's a high.
Well, I mean, not really, but yes, that is a high wedding. But it's that stuff adds up so fast.
Because they know they have you. More than any other thing, they know they have you when you're getting married, so they charge you through the nose for everything.
Yeah.
Kevin.
$1,200.
That's pretty close.
We need to talk to your daughters about their $1,500 wedding.
$1,200. By the way.
Can we start a segment like that's like Price is Right where
what
we bring
does this
in
cost?
Items?
Yes, for Kevin. Amazing. Just in case you're wondering why we're laughing so hard, this happened on the show. Yep, go ahead.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
How much do you think the average American spends on snacks in a lifetime?
Very good question.
In a lifetime?
Yeah.
Very good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to say $4 million.
In a what?
The average American spends $4 million of snacks in their lifetime?
In their whole life.
Damn, Kevin.
Wait, their whole life.
$4 million?
Is that
no, high? People don't make $1 million in a lifetime.
I know, it's a life.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't. Are you serious?
Did I say million? I meant thousand.
That was a moment with Kevin.
I mean,
you were like,
not one
lifetime?
Of my better moments.
We might have to talk to your daughters about their $1,200 wedding coming up. Hope they fall in love for this incredible ceremony.
Oh, good Lord.
Honey, do you like IHOPs? Because I think that's where we got to have our wedding.
Unbelievable. I don't even think they could
do it.
No
for food included.
No food. Right. Bring your own food.
61%
do you
said
like
they
Uncrustables?
Need...
They're at every table.
He's just chucking them at you. He doesn't even have servers.
No.
It's just him chucking them. 61% said you'd need to have free drinks at their dream wedding. Yeah, an open bar.
Yeah, yeah.
If anyone's listening right now that is even questioning an open bar, just skimp
Spring
on the flowers.
Yeah.
Skimp on the dress. None of us are going to remember that crap. We are going to remember that we paid for a beer at your wedding, you cheap-ass mofos.
Mm-hmm.
Who's with me?
I had open bar.
Yeah.
Poor Kevin's kids.
Oh, my God.
It's bring your...
Just Capri Suns chucked at him with the Uncrustables.
Make your own cola. We got our cola machine from home where you carbonate your own cola. That's at Kevin's kids' wedding.
You like water?
Yeah. It's free. There's the sink.
This is a crazy story. A senior member of the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, said that if it proves too dangerous to hold the Olympics in Tokyo this summer because of the coronavirus outbreak, they're more likely to cancel it altogether than to postpone or
That's
move
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
Cancel the Olympics in Tokyo. For the summer. They're not like, hey, you know, someone else had an Olympic venue years ago.
Right.
We could just move it there or postpone it. No, cancel it.
Yeah.
And the best part is his name is Dick Pound.
That's his real name. Yeah, we looked into that.
Yeah, former Canadian swimming champ. He's been on the IOC since 1978, so he's the longest serving member. He estimated there's a 3-month window, maybe a 2-month one, before they say we can't do it. So expect a decision by late May.
Can you imagine all of those athletes who are just hanging on for one more Olympics because they're sort of aging out?
Yeah.
Like, this is my last one. I really got to go for it.
Yeah.
And then they cancel it.
I mean, these are kids that their whole dream, their whole life was to be in the Olympics, and then to find out, oh no, we're just going to cancel that one.
Mm. It means they have to requalify too.
It's devastating.
In
4 Absolutely
years.
Devastating. I don't like it. Almost as devastating. No, this is worse. An Australian woman was awarded a Guinness World Record after going to see the 2018 film Bohemian Rhapsody. How many times? How many times
the
did
theater?
She see this movie? Yeah, she had to submit her ticket stubs.
4 million.
Oh, my God.
I can't. I think she saw it 22 times.
22 times, yes. In the theater.
I don't think that's a Guinness thing. I think 40.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 40 is so much.
It is.
40 is a lot.
Okay.
That's why when I tell you 108 times in the theater, I barely got through that travesty once.
Gosh, I love movies.
Not that much.
With his big old teeth and he's like...
Yeah, that movie is not good.
It's not good. No. 108 times in the theater.
What a loser.
God, what's the most,
honestly,
the most times you've seen the same movie in a theater?
Oh, in a theater?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've never seen anything more than 3 times. Okay. I think I liked it once and then took 2 different people 2 different times kind of thing. Like, yeah. You got to see this.
Yeah.
Sort of the same thing. I was thinking 3 or 4.
Yeah.
4 is a lot.
Yeah.
3 is a lot. What was I doing?
You were thinking about other people.
That's true.
For once.
Yeah. I would never do that again, is what I'm saying.
Well, it involves La Bamba.
How many times? In the theater?
In the theater. But there's a reason for it.
Okay.
Because it came out. We used to spend all of our summers in Maine. And it just so happened that this one summer, when La Bamba came out, it was incredibly rainy. Mm-hmm. So every time it would rain, my mom would be like, who wants to see La Bamba? And I loved it. So, yeah. And then we bought it was like a Sam Goody or something, wherever in Maine was selling the soundtrack. Then we got the soundtrack. Then we'd sing the soundtrack on the way to the theater.
Do you ever
on
yell,
the way back.
Good question, Kevin.
All the time. Hmm. But I definitely saw it over 6 times, maybe 8 times in the theater.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
So imagine my sadness last Friday. So all I'm saying
I'm sorry,
is
that only makes it better.
But 108 times.
Yeah, that's...
That, like, check on that lady.
That's less impressive than scary for her.
Yeah, no, it's definitely
that's
scary.
That's not good.
Yeah. Ugh. Hey, how about some birthdays? Timmy C, Rage Against the Machine, mm-hmm. Maz Giobrani, the comic, and singer Erykah Badu, and that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie, and drive home today. Listen to Stryker & Klein's commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, random act of helpfulness, and the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, we have Dr. Drew. We have King's Suite. Yes, Allie? Did you forget something?
No, that's just they're going to do a Love's Blind reunion.
I sent it to you.
I know. I forgot to do it. I'll do it tomorrow. It's going to be amazing.
There's a Love is Blind reunion. They're adding another episode because it's doing so well. They're going to bring all the couples back and have a special on Netflix.
Yes.
And I sent it to Allie knowing this is her dream come true. Forgot it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Hmm. That was okay. Hey, by the way, the 12th annual April Foolishness, Saturday, April 4th at Microsoft Theater. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
Yes.
For everybody. But the pre-sale is tomorrow at about this time at about 10 a.m. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., go to krock.com, join the
K-Rock Street
Let
Team.
Thank you.
No, honestly, we got to get moving. We got to get moving.
We do.
We don't.
Street Team. And you can join the pre-sale tomorrow.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
At 10 a.m., and we'll see you then.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen on K-Rock, LANOC's alternative rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.